Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But you're going to have to wait until we talk to Steve Sparks. As I say, getting set for opening day 2018. But Steve, let's look back a little bit. What was this offseason like for you? How is it different for you and for the team?
Well, for the team, obviously, for winning the championship for the first time in 56 years, it was sheer euphoria. I mean, coupled that with the devastation that was caused by Hurricane Harvey and the community, the surrounding areas, the city of Houston, everybody just latched onto this team. It just gave them a break in the action, if you will, for just being able to hope for something greater than what they were going through. So it was, man, you saw the players embrace the city and that mission. And we've seen that before with some of the teams around sports with the Saints, and we saw the Boston Red Sox and do kind of the same thing. So maybe there's a higher power looking out for some of these teams when they play for something other than themselves.
I had a chance to talk to Brad Peacock about a month after the World Series. He had just come back from Las Vegas, and at a gambling table somewhere there, he had come across a man who was from Houston. And the man started talking to him and told him how his mom had lost her home and his sister had lost her home, and that it meant so much to him and to his family that the Astros had given them that moment to be happy about, that World Series title that could make them happy. Did you have any of those kind of moments, those encounters with fans this offseason?
We did, Amy. I mean, I did quite a bit. So, you know, as you would imagine, when a team does something like that, a lot of the players go back to their hometowns or whatever it is. But I live in a little town called Sugarland right outside of Houston. So I was available to go speak a lot this offseason. And so many people came up to me afterwards. And that's what they were talking about, for just about what you just said. That gentleman told Brad Peacock is, hey, man, this got me through a really tough time. This whole tragedy is going to last for two or three years for my family. And on a personal note, same thing with my family. And this is what got me through it. This is what got me through the hardest times. And for that, we thank you guys. We were listening on the radio, we were watching on television or whatever it might be. It was just almost surreal being able to touch people's lives when they needed it most. So for the organization, they took a lot of pride in that.
Certainly one of those examples where we recognize that life is so much bigger than sports, and yet sports can be such an opportunity to heal when we go through really difficult situations. Game 7, incredible atmosphere in Los Angeles, Dodgers, Astros. Steve, what do you remember about that experience?
Well, what stands out was all right, who are we going to go to in the bullpen? Because you got the lead. You had everybody available. We saw Verlander playing catch down there. We saw Dallas Keuchel playing catch in the bullpen. And then here comes Charlie Morton. And when Charlie Morton came in, a little shaky when he first came in, but what he was able to do the last three innings was just so cool. I mean, he earned, as A.J. Hinch said this spring training, the right to pitch the home opener in Monday back at Minute Maid Park for what he did. He stood tall and pitched the best baseball of his life at the most important time. So that's what I remember most. It's Charlie Morton in the fray in the middle of the diamond, and everybody jumping on top of Charlie, who had his best year as a 33-year-old. I thought that was the coolest.
Steve, when did you finally have a chance to celebrate with the team?
Well, they send me down to the clubhouse. It's basically 45 minutes of mayhem, basically. So I take a change of clothes, obviously, some gym shorts and a T-shirt, and put on my hat backwards and just get after it, you know, and just get doused with everybody. I mean, you're just you can't see, you know. I don't have goggles in there, so I just ask, "Who are you?" And then we just start going. So it was so fun. I mean, I get so excited about these players, as a former player, I got to enjoy my time. I didn't get to experience the World Series like these guys did, but to get to know these players' families and friends and on a personal level, like we get to traveling with them for 200 days of the year, it's really special. I couldn't have been more happy for them. And, you know, it came out, you know, we had some crazy stuff come out in these clubhouse celebrations.
I bet. We're spending a few minutes with Houston Astros radio voice Steve Sparks, along with Robert Ford, coming off Game 7 of the World Series and the first title in Astros franchise history, and now getting set for opening day Thursday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That crazy locker room mayhem was in Los Angeles, Steve. What was it like when you got back to Houston and got to participate in a ticker tape championship parade?
You know, it was amazing. You know, you saw the shots of people in the parking garages leaning over so they could get a glimpse of their heroes. And it blew everybody away. Nobody could believe the turnout. And, you know, you see it on television from time to time, but being in the middle of that and walking through that sea of people and just see the tears and the elation and people just screaming at the top of their lungs, It was something that nobody that got to ride through that procession will ever forget.
So not that long after, there's a championship parade and there's all of this excitement for the Houston Astros. It's back to spring training. What stands out to you about this particular spring now that it's the Astros as champions attempting to defend a title as opposed to chasing their first?
Well, the one thing that would probably surprise you is that nobody is taking anything for granted. Now the theme basically in spring training was all the questions talking to the players about the hangover. You know, how are they going to be able to avoid getting off to a slow start after such a short off season, and, you know, all the adulation and traveling around the country, going on Saturday Night Live and the talk shows and things like that. And it seems to happen quite a bit. But I think for me is watching guys work and prepare. And I think when you have players like Justin Verlander and Brian McCann and Josh Reddick who keep people accountable for what they do, and just the makeup of some of these players, and I'm talking about even the young ones like Alex Bregman, I don't think they're satisfied or content or anything like that. I think this is a team that's on a mission. They want to be remembered and leave a legacy in the city.
And to that end, there were some roster moves made in this offseason. How do you like the addition of Gerrit Cole to the Astros rotation?
Well, that's amazing, Amy. I mean, not sitting on your hands in the offseason is pretty good. And I say that because everybody in the clubhouse realizes, okay, nobody else is resting on their laurels. We're going to go out. It's going to hurt. We're going to send some guys over to the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it's going to hurt. But what we're going to get in return is going to solidify a starting rotation that looks to be, on paper anyway, among the elite in the game. So, he's awesome. He's blended in perfectly. You add Joe Smith and Hector Rondon, two very good experienced relief pitchers. And his team on paper, anyway, looks to be even better than last year now. Staying healthy and, you know, everybody else getting better, all things in consideration. And you got to go out there and play and work and do things right. But on paper, Amy, I really think they're better than last year.
This year, of course, being the team that everyone is chasing as opposed to being one of the chasers. So you have that bullseye on your back, but it is good to be king. Steve Sparks is one half of the radio team for the Astros Radio Network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Steve, it caught my eye a little bit to see Justin Verlander listed as the opening day starter for that first game on the road against the Rangers on Thursday. He's obviously an ace in his own right, and he did so much to help the Astros win the World Series. But Dallas Keuchel has been the ace of the staff for several seasons. So why Justin on Thursday on the mound?
Well, I mean, you just look at the track record and what he was able to do when he came over to the Astros. He was unbelievable. You count the five games where he had a 1.06 ERA for the Astros to really lift that team when they were kind of struggling in the month of August. They were 11-17, but when he came, it gave the team a jolt. He was phenomenal. He was great in the playoffs, the American League Championship Series, MVP, all of those things. And this will be his 10th opening day start. So the track record, the back of the baseball card, you look at the numbers, all those things. I think it was probably a pretty easy choice for A.J. Hinch. But you could look at all five guys and just say, you know, we're very happy with who's going to pitch in 1 through 5. But Verlander gets the nod in this one. Keuchel started a few opening days, and he's been phenomenal in all of those games when he started. But, man, what a luxury for a team to have him at your number two.
Certainly is a nice problem to have, as you say. In the offseason, another order of business for the Astros, giving Jose Altuve a 7-year, $163.5 million contract extension. What does that number and that deal say to you, Steve?
Well, it says not only to me but to everybody else that the owner, Jim Crane, and Jeff Luhnow, the general manager of the team, are committed to winning and to reward somebody that went through the back-to-back-to-back 100-loss season, came out of that along with Marwin Gonzalez and Dallas Keuchel when it looked like it was almost open tryouts for a lot of the players coming through the organization. They came out of that, and Altuve was the face of it. I mean, he's a 3-time batting champion. He's the MVP of the league last year. And not only that, he's everybody's favorite teammate. You go around the room, here's your favorite teammate, it's Jose Altuve. And he works harder than anybody. He gives credit to his teammates, and he performs at a high level, especially when it counts most.
I have a feeling Jose's best days are still ahead of him. Can't wait to see what he does for an encore in 2018. So, Steve, the Astros start on the road at Arlington, but on Monday, they will be back at home, finally reunited with their fans for the first time since winning this championship. What do you expect it to be like when they begin that home slate this year?
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. I mean, everybody is anticipating. The last time the Astros played a real game at Minute Maid Park, it was game 5, maybe, and a lot of people talk about it. And for me, myself, it was the best game I've ever seen. It's 5.5 hours of a boxing match, really. So it's going to be a packed house again. It's going to be loud. I don't know if the roof will be open or not, but if it's closed, I mean, we can hear we can feel our desk vibrate in the broadcast booth. So everybody's excited. You know, all the festivities outside of the stadium beforehand, we get a chance to go out there and mingle with the fans and take a couple players out there with us, and everybody's just so excited. They just want to touch them. They just want to be within, you know, a shot with their iPhone of being able to take a picture and just say, there's Jake Marisnik or there's Josh Reddick. You know, just be close, because these are the guys that really change the city forever.
And what a ride along the way. Man, last October, incredible, not just for Astros fans, but for all of us who love the game of baseball. Steve Sparks getting set for yet another opening day with the Houston Astros and Robert Ford. They formed the radio network. You can find him on Twitter at SteveSparks37. Great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for your time. Have fun.
Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.